Wind, Bait, and Tackle, Marty.
Marty, it's Adam from The Outdoor Show.
Hi, Adam.
How the heck are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just thought I'd call and see if you're getting a lot of bait sales right now. I would assume there are some people getting out there, some safe ice in certain places.
Oh, there's people getting out there. We got anywhere from 5 to 7, 8 inches ice.
Yeah, I noticed it was a lot thicker than it was a week ago. I mean, significantly thicker.
Yeah, it's funny, though, that West Bass Lake just froze over just a couple days ago. It's been open water. It's just froze over. Nobody's venturing out on it yet.
Hmm.
That's West Bass.
I wonder why. I wonder why it took so long.
Because of the winds that we had in that lake was particularly suited just about right for the winds that we were getting and kept the water choppy and kept ice from forming.
Well, what else have you been hearing? I mean, is there certain lakes that are doing decent right now? I got reports yesterday from Johnson Lake that were pretty good.
Yeah, they're catching some nice brook trout not far from shore. And they're also doing trout a little bit on Sporley, which is frozen fairly well, as is Johnson, you know. Minnows, fatheads, earlier they were casting spoons, but even if you use like a Swedish pimple or one of the lures made by that company, a Vingla, they're a bigger spoon-type lure that jigged, you know, with a minnow on it is pretty awesome for trout.
Hmm. Good tip.
I beg your pardon?
That's a good tip.
Yeah, maybe not so much the Vingla, but they say the Doojigger.
Mm-hmm.
And what the heck is that other one? Castmaster.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the old Castmaster. That's a nice little jigging spoon as well, you know, right, for the trout.
We used to cast and jig those out at Standard Rock, the big ones.
Yeah. Oh, you can just stand out there on the break wall, too, and just, you know, out on the rocks and cast it. And it's great for trout and, you know, yeah, that's a good lure. But it works great just jigging up and down. And
little cut bait on there, little minnow on there or something?
Yep, hook a minnow on the lips. And
so do you think there's any hot colors right now, or is it pretty much, you know?
Oh, it's still, live bait is so great, and the color of that bait dictates pretty much what they're looking for.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard any colors in particular yet.
Usually, early season, it really doesn't matter, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you're using, what I find is real particular about colors is the perch. You know, and you know, the last jig that, the last people that were out having a great time doing great with the perch were using orange jig heads. So I went through a lot of jigs. Orange color.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, and then, I've been hearing some stories about some pike and some walleye and little here, little there.
How do you feel about the new regs on spearing and pike and walleye and all that this year?
Well, I think it's fine, but I think why they couldn't have started that 3 fishing lines allowed, why they couldn't start that this year as well.
Instead of next April?
Instead of next April. I mean, you know, they could have, you know, they waited on one until next April, but the spearing they put into effect right away. So
yeah,
you can spear now, effectively, December, January, February, and half of March.
Right.
Yeah, why didn't they do that? That's my opinion on, I think they're good choices. You know, the 3 lines isn't going to work so much in the summer unless you're trolling.
Right.
But there's some bigger rivers. People like to have a couple rods set up, so that might work in a river, too. But for the most part, it's great for the ice fishermen.
Yeah, that's true. Good for ice fishing.
But, yeah, I like to have a dead stick set up outside the shack, and I like to have a tip-up set up outside the shack. And that way I can jig inside the shack and keep an eye on them. And,
right.
Yeah, and that's the 3 lines. That's going to help.
Yeah,
otherwise somebody just came in and said Lake Independence is froze.
Mm-hmm. Got that tip today, too.
Yeah, got ice on it. Cataract has got like 9 or 10 inches of ice, but a lot of people don't like to fish that because it's a small basin, you know, and it has a pretty
current.
Good flow.
Yeah.
And you got to know which way that flow is or you're going to be stepping through the ice. So people that fish it all the time, they know where to go and how to do it, and there's plenty of ice out there.
Early season starting here, so hopefully it's a fruitful one for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been good for the first, they've been out there on the ice for over a week now, a week and a half.
Well, tell me what you got for bait right now so I can pass that along.
Oh, Man, I've got everything. I've got four sizes of minnows, plus frozen whole smelt, two sizes of frozen whole smelt. I've got crawlers and worms. And then in the dry baits, I call dry baits, wigglers, waxworms, spikes, and mousies.
Wow, you're loaded to the gills.
And preserved, these new preserved waxworms.
Mm.
They're preserved and scented, and they're scented. They're preserved with that anise, waxworms, and they're colored. I got three colors here, red and chartreuse and natural. Those are pretty interesting. I've had good reports on them, and I also have preserved wigglers.
Really?
I mean, these things are in a Ziploc bag. Or no, they're not. They're in a cup, just like wigglers come, except no water. And they're preserved by a company down south of here. So it isn't done by, you know, someone like, it isn't Gulp or anything like that.
Okay.
You know, you open up the cup and pull one of these out, and you're looking, I mean, it's incredible how they preserve these things. And, I mean, the price is great. I charge $1.90 a dozen for wigglers. These are two dozen for three and a quarter.
How are they doing them? I mean, are they just...
I have no idea how they're doing them. But you hold them in your hand, and they're soft, and they're limp, and the color is there. They're just, they are a wiggler through and through, and they're just, I don't know how they do it, but they do a good job. And I've had good reports on them.
And they're effective.
They're effective.
Very cool. Well, Marty, thank you so much, and I hope everything goes good for you this year.
Well, thank you very much, Adam.
You take care.
You take care. Bye-bye.